Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Hey, Disciple Makers. I'm Jenny Smith, and welcome back to the Bright Leaders Podcast. Y'all, today we are not only just wrapping up this month, we are wrapping up the summer. And we are wrapping up this whole year of curriculum. You have taken kids all the way through the whole story of the Bible. Way to go. Can you believe it? Today, we're wrapping up our series focused on Psalms. And this week, we're talking about Psalms of Thanksgiving, specifically Psalm 136. And I love this part of Scripture. His steadfast love endures forever. This line repeats numerous times throughout Psalm 136 as a reminder to give thanks to God for His faithfulness in all He has done. The psalmist walks through the history of Israel from creation to God's rescue in the promised land. We can thank God for His eternal goodness and His never-failing love. The writer of Psalm 136 didn't know the most amazing way God would show us His steadfast love, but we do now. God sent Jesus to make a way for us to live forever with Him. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we can forever celebrate God's steadfast love. He continues to show His goodness to us, and one day He will show His steadfast love by making all things new. And our bright idea is God does good things for His people. As we're talking about His faithfulness, think over the past year as you've discipled kids. What faithfulness have you seen? How have you seen God's steadfast love? I wish I could hear all of your stories right now. Our monthly memory verse is Psalm 145:9. And reminds us, the Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. Our He question asks, how long will God exist? God is eternal. He has always existed and always will, which means His goodness and love never end. And our We question asks, how can we respond to His goodness? We can give thanks to God and celebrate all the good things He does. And our tough topic this week is a question that kids ask. Is God even real? 81% of surveyed American adults indicated that they do believe in God. While this is encouraging, kids may have experiences or influences that may cause them to doubt if God is real. This belief may be one they don't openly express in a church environment. Don't assume that kids are coming from the same place of belief. In today's lesson, kids will learn that we can thank God for all He has done and for His steadfast love. Look for ways to reinforce to your group what God is doing in the world, in your life, and in kids' lives. Encourage kids to name ways God is living and active in their world. And as we wrap up this month's leader training, we've been focusing on ministering to every kid, and specifically how we can best engage those who are neurodivergent, who think differently, whose brains are wired a little bit differently. And today we're talking about sharing Jesus with all kids. We do not want to underestimate a kid's capacity to understand who Jesus is and how He loves them. We each have the capacity to know and follow Jesus. We want to assume competence. Too many assume a kid, especially a nonverbal kid, can't understand. So we miss the life-transforming opportunity to share the gospel. Regardless of a kid's response, continue sharing how much Jesus loves them and the truths of the Bible. We want to use simple and concrete language. Many kids are concrete thinkers, especially those who are neurodivergent. Abstract phrases such as Jesus lives in your heart are confusing. Communicate simply and concisely. The words you're communicating should convey a simple and understandable image to the kid. And finally, engage the senses. Use items kids can touch and smell, including a variety of textures. Just remember, some kids may be sensitive to smell or touch or other sensory issues. Use music or sound effects to engage a kid's hearing as you communicate biblical truths. Use visuals for the kids to retell the Bible story themselves. Disciple makers, you did it. You've made it through a whole year. You've shared with kids the whole story of the Bible. And we finished this summer out learning about the Psalms. We are so thankful for you. We are always praying for you. We're always cheering for you. And we'll see you next time as we start a new curriculum year. Bye-bye.